Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, August 22nd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, the Apple self-service repair program first launched for the iPhone in November of last year, and it's now being extended to the M1 MacBook models, including the M1 MacBook Air and the M1 MacBook Pro. Apple says that this program will also be expanding into other countries, beginning with Europe later this year. Apple has long come under fire for making it difficult for customers to repair their own devices, oftentimes leaving independent repair shops out in the cold. This approach by Apple dates back many, many years, but a growing right to repair movement has put increasing pressure on the company and others to make do-it-yourself repairs easier. This is ultimately what led to the launch of the self-service repair program for the iPhone last year, which is now being expanded to support the Mac. Apple says that starting tomorrow, its self-service repair program will be available for the MacBook Air and MacBook Pro laptops with the M1 family of chips. This will give people repair manuals and access to genuine Apple parts and tools through the Apple self-service repair store. This program will offer access to more than a dozen different repair types for each product, including things like the display, the top case with battery, the trackpad, and much more. The company says that, quote, customers who are experienced with the complexities of repairing electronic devices will be able to complete these repairs with access to many of the same parts and tools available to Apple Store locations and Apple authorized service providers, end quote. You can learn more about this program, including details on how to get started, at the link in the show notes below. And again, everything kicks off tomorrow through Apple's self-service repair portal. In other news today, Apple is expanding its iPhone 12 service recall program it launched last year. This service program applies to the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro, which may experience an issue with the earpiece speaker that leads to ultimately no sound coming out of it. This service program first launched in August of last year. At the time, Apple explained that a very small percentage of iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro devices may experience sound issues due to a component that might fail on the receiver module. When the service program first began, Apple said it would cover affected iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro devices for 2 years after the first retail sale of the unit. Apple has now updated its documentation on the service program, saying that all devices are eligible for up to 3 years after the first retail sale of the unit. So this gives iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro users an extra year of coverage if their device experiences this speaker issue. The affected devices were manufactured between October 2020 and April 2021. The only other eligibility requirement is that your iPhone, quote, not emit sound from the receiver when you make or receive phone calls, end quote. If you meet that criteria, Apple or an authorized service provider will fix the issue at no cost. The program does not apply to the iPhone 12 mini or iPhone 12 Pro Max. If your device suffers from this problem, you can get it fixed by heading to an Apple authorized service provider, an Apple retail store, or contacting Apple support to arrange a mail-in service. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT. The end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5MacDaily. Rounding out today, we're just 2 weeks from the expected Apple September event, and ahead of that, Apple is finalizing iOS 16 and its other new software versions. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple engineers have finished work on the first version of iOS 16.0, which will be released to users next month and be the version that ships on the first iPhone 14 models. Apple has also wrapped up work on watchOS 9, macOS Ventura, and iPadOS 16 are still in development and are scheduled to launch in October, also alongside new Mac and iPad hardware. But even though Apple has wrapped up the development of iOS 16.0, the development is far from over. Apple will continue to work on refining iOS 16 and fixing bugs and performance issues. There are also some features that aren't launching with iOS 16.0, but instead coming with something like iOS 16.1. One of the most notable features delayed until iOS 16.1 is the new Live Activities feature that displays and updates an app's most current data on the iPhone lock screen, allowing people to see live information about notifications and specific activities. This feature is currently available to developers, but it won't launch until iOS 16.1 or later this year. Again, Apple is expected to hold its September event on September 7th, announcing the iPhone 14, new Apple Watch hardware, and software release dates for iOS 16 and watchOS 9. That wraps up another episode of 9to5MacDaily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5MacDaily.